Iowa residents will cast the first votes of the 2020 presidential race 100 days from now during the first in the nation caucus on February 3rd. In 2016, the state voted for Donald Trump after choosing Barack Obama in the previous two elections. Earlier this week, we heard how Republicans in Iowa are attempting to shore up support in the counties that flipped from blue to red. But this time around, Democrats hope to retake the state, and voters are split over which candidate can do it. Here and Now's Chris Bentley reports.
Let's dream big, fight hard, and win.
Elizabeth Warren supporters are packed into a split-level house in suburban Dubuque, Iowa, networking and getting tips from local campaign organizers on canvassing voters. Rachel Guin is among them. She's 25 and works at a publishing company in Dubuque. Guin says she's volunteering for the campaign because she thinks Warren is the best candidate to beat Trump.
I do, because I think all of her ideas are bigger than just her, and they're bigger than Trump. She said recently that Trump is a symptom of a larger problem of corruption, and that's the thing that she's fighting against the most, to remove corruption from the office, like inside and out. And that's why I think she's the best candidate.
Warren is among four candidates polling in double digits in Iowa. She's running neck and neck with former Vice President Joe Biden for the lead. But not far behind them are Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, whose poll numbers have risen in recent weeks. William Spencer is a special education teacher in Dubuque. At 50 years old, he's decided to caucus and volunteer for a campaign for the first time. He and his wife are backing Buttigieg.
He is pragmatic. I don't see him as being too far either way. I think he will appeal to people like me that maybe had checked out.
Spencer had voted for Republican presidential candidates since 1996, but says he couldn't bring himself to vote for Trump, so he left the top of the ballot blank in 2016. He thinks Buttigieg has the best chance of winning independents in Iowa, who swung for Trump last time.
Pete gives me faith that he will not only can unite the Democratic Party, which really didn't seem united in 2016, but I think he can reach out and pull back some of those center-right people that are like, you know what, I may not agree with him on everything, but he's reasonable.
Appealing to independents is an important part of any presidential campaign in Iowa, where there are more active voters not registered with any party than there are registered Democrats or Republicans. Mark Mueller has caucused for both Democrats and Republicans in the past, and he hasn't decided which candidate he'll support next year. Mueller is a retired logistics manager for the U.S. Army. He says as a veteran, he's dismayed by Trump's decision-making process, especially when it comes to foreign policy. Mueller says he likes Biden and Warren, and Tom Steyer, and Senator Kamala Harris.
Most of the candidates have a great chance for electability if you look at where they stand and what they have to say, and I'm not worried about age. Because if you pick a good vice president, if you pick good cabinet heads, they will carry on.
Electability is a top priority for Judy Schmidt, a retired English teacher in Dubuque. I spoke with her in a coffee shop, and she says the race has gotten more confusing in the last few months.
People are excited. Democrats are excited. And they do want someone who will defeat Trump. But the people I've talked to have said that they were more sure which candidate they were going to support during the summertime than now.
Schmidt's top two choices right now are Joe Biden, whom she says will calm the waters, and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
She's like me, very down-to-earth, very practical. She understands that people are tired of the chaos and the mess that Trump has created, and they want some normalcy, they want some calmness, and I see her that way.
Schmidt's right that there's no clear favorite yet in Iowa. A Suffolk University USA Today poll this week found the number of likely Democratic caucus-goers who say they're undecided is 29%, up 8 points from a few months ago. But not everyone agrees with her that a moderate would be the best choice for the party in 2020. Tom Townsend is president of the Dubuque Federation of Labor. He says like many working-class Democrats in the area, he held his nose and voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016.
A lot of our members felt like in the primary that the party had screwed Bernie Sanders out of the nomination, and I think that brought up a lot of anger towards Hillary Clinton. You bundle that all together with the fact that Trump was talking to working people, he was going to be there fighting for the average working person. Instead, he worked for tax cuts for really wealthy people.
Labor is a key constituency for any Democrat hoping to win industrial Dubuque. Townsend says Sanders is still a strong contender, But this time around, union voters have options.
It really is good when you hear, you know, how many different candidates, including, you know, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Buttigieg, all of them are talking about how are we going to expand union membership and that they want to double, you know, the number of members in unions. You know, Buttigieg specifically is talking about gig workers and workers that have never been represented before. You know, they all have their strengths and they all have their weaknesses, but every one of them has a labor platform, and I think that's encouraging.
There's something else that Democrats in eastern Iowa find encouraging. Their party won three of the state's four congressional seats in last year's midterm elections, including here in the state's first district, where freshman Abby Finkenauer unseated a two-term Republican incumbent. Donna Duvall heads the Democratic Party in rural Jackson County, part of Finkenauer's district. She says she always votes, but didn't get involved with politics until after the 2016 election.
So I became politically active because of Trump, and there are a number of people like me who've done that.
To win in 2020, Democrats will have to improve voter turnout. Trump won Iowa in 2016 amid a dip in turnout for both parties, but especially Democrats. And even last year, when the highest midterm turnout in decades helped Democrats flip two congressional districts, Republicans in Iowa still saw a higher turnout than Democrats and no-party voters. But Duvall says Democrats in Iowa are energized to vote Trump out of office next year, no matter who their candidate is.
I would vote for any of the candidates. I would go out and work hard for any of the candidates. And I think the most important thing that Democrats need to do is to come together. Once the caucus is over, once we have a candidate, then come together and work for that candidate, because any of the candidates, any of them at all, would be better than Trump.
And with just over 3 months until the Iowa caucuses, it remains to be seen which candidate will get the chance to take on Donald Trump. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.